energy is beyond me. Tune to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Beat Day. Now, playwright Tanika Gupta has written extensively for both stage and television, and it's done mainly for her serious, hard-hitting political drama, with works performed at the National and Royal Court Theatres, as well as on BBC Radio and television. Now, her latest offering is Wah Wah Girls, a Bollywood stage production which is performed at the Theatre Royal in Stratford. It's a production with all the glitz, glam, singing and dancing you would expect from Bollywood, with the added twist that the action is set in Stratford and it's all in English, yeah? Earlier on, I met up with Tanika and I asked her how she first got involved in writing.
I've always written plays, right from when I was quite young, so it's a bit like artists who always draw. I always wrote and I was always obsessed with writing stories and telling stories. Telling big fibs, actually, right from the beginning.
And what drew you into it? What do you think it is?
I think I come from a fairly strong storytelling background. My father used to tell us stories and act it all out when we were quite young. So I was always into stories. So I think that's where it first came from. But loved going to the theatre, loved seeing films. Always thought, oh, I could do that. I could do better than that. And so in my 20s, I entered a competition at the BBC and was a finalist and had my first radio play produced. So it was kind of slightly sort of, you know, bizarre that the first thing I tried, I actually managed to succeed. But it showed that's really where my heart lied.
And of course, you've done some scripts for television as well, some quite famous ones, haven't you?
Yes, in the early days when I first started writing. I mean, this is the wrong way around. Usually what happens is playwrights start their career writing for stage and then they hone their talents and then they go into television and radio, whereas I started out the other way around. So I wrote for things like Grange Hill and The Bill and EastEnders. I wrote for EastEnders for quite a few years before I actually ever wrote anything for the stage.
And of course you've got a production now coming up at the Theatre Royal in Stratford.
That's right, and it's a show that started its life at the Peacock Theatre, which is in central London, and it's now come to Stratford, and it's a Bollywood musical called Wah Wah Girls. But it's really just about a bunch of women who are dancers in the East End of London, and they do this particular kind of dancing which is called mudra dancing, and that's based around traditional Indian classical court dancing.
You were a dancer yourself?
I was in my youth, yeah, not anymore. So, but I do know about dancing, Indian dancing, and of course I'd watched all the Bollywood films, so it was very, it just felt very natural and easy. I mean, the main thing about it is that it's a family show. I wanted to write something which entire families could come and watch it together, and that it was fun, you know, something that you could all tap your feet to and if necessary get up and dance as well.
Why Bollywood?
To be honest, I'm not an expert on Bollywood. Most of my plays have been quite sort of hard-hitting political dramas, you know, places like the Royal Court and the National Theatre. So this was quite a different job for me in terms of trying to get into that more commercial, feel-good, dancey theatre. But having said that, I really, really enjoyed writing it because I actually wrote the songs as well. I didn't write the music. I worked with a composer, so I wrote the lyrics to the songs. So in a sense, it's been a completely new experience for me. And in terms of why Bollywood, it's very popular. Everyone loves it. You know, young and old, both people who were born in this country and people who are first generation, they all seem to love this genre. And it's just, you can't like not like it, to be honest.
I mean, in some ways, Bollywood, it's a classic tale, isn't it? You always have, there's the hero, there's the heroine and things. I mean, what do you think it is about the format?
I think the format here, a lot of people, a lot of Western people think it's just frivolity and glitter. And having literally done a bit of an academic study on it before I actually started to write, I found that it was extremely interesting in terms of the issue that the films deal with. So they do deal with quite big issues like rape and incest and abuse and communal violence even and sexism and gender roles. So you can put all that stuff in, all the hard-hitting stuff in, but at the same time you can wrap it up in a song at the end of the scene so that it always, you know, I mean, a lot of the songs are heartfelt, deep, meaningful songs. So it's not all glitter. There is glitter, of course, and they do in the films, they do go up and dance on the Himalayas in one shot, and the next shot they're splashing around in the Ganges somewhere. So there is all that kind of fantasy element, but it's not just shallow. It's good, interesting stories.
And there's some original music as well, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, what we did was we made sure that we put in some of the old Bollywood hits in there so that people could enjoy the old songs. But I also work with Niraj Chagh, who is the composer, who's a fantastic composer, and he and I wrote songs together, which was quite interesting because I'd never done that before. But fortunately, he just lives down the road, so we spent a lot of time going to and from each other's studios and offices to kind of work out each song. No one's got any time for you. Your poor broken heart feels the fear. The city.
Girls, is it for Bengali people? Is it for Indian people? Is it for Cockney people? Who's it for?
Well, it's for everyone. I mean, that's the whole point, that it's set in East London. One of the main love interest in it is a black man. He's a Jamaican man. And so it's not just about being monocultural and just, you know, all these Asians running around in their own world together. They do communicate with other people. It is a diverse world that I've built up in this play. So I think it's for everyone.
And do you think it differs a lot from your average Bollywood film?
Well, it's completely different because Bollywood is film and this is actually on stage. And I don't think there's not been many Bollywood stories put on stage. So in a sense, it's completely different. And it's all set in Stratford in East London. And it's all the songs, the original songs are all in English. So that's the other big difference. Whereas the original songs are all Hindi. There's a completely new thing that we've attempted here. And it is quite... It's very, very fun and extremely exciting to watch lots of young men and women dancing on stage with incredible costumes, actually. I don't know how they dance in them sometimes. They're so heavy.
Finally, yeah, if there's one reason that people should go and see Wild Wild Girls, what would that be?
I think it's just a fantastic, fun night out. I mean, I watched audiences coming up, and that's the other thing that we writers do all the time, is we watch our audiences every night. It's just to check out which gags work and, you know, where they're all crying. And every night we saw all these young kids coming out with shiny eyes and older people coming up and shaking the hands of the actors. So I think everyone genuinely really, really enjoyed the show. And I think that's the biggest reason to come.
And Wild Wild Girls opens tonight, is at the Theatre Royal in Stratford, and it's on until the 29th of September. My advice, though, is don't sort of think, oh, it's on to the end of the month, I'll go next week. You know how it happens. It's all gone. So I'd recommend to go and see that. I haven't actually seen it yet myself. Well, obviously, it's the opening night tonight. I'm going next week, and I'll let you know what I think of it next week. Yeah. Okay, tickets, they start at just a fiver, though. That's for the upper circuit. I think there's a limited number of those seats available, but they go up to £24. That's for the best seats on a Friday or Saturday evening, and there's everything in between. Best way to look at that is if you look at the details of times and things like that, is if you go to the website, which is www.stratfordeast, that's all one word, stratfordeast.com, or there's the box office, which is 020-8534-0310. That's 020-8534-0310. Or of course you can just go down the box office and you can speak to that lovely lady there, and I'm sure she'll sort you out a ticket, no problem at all. Of course, Theatre Royal in Stratford, just round the corner from Stratford Station. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Well, in addition to Wild Wild Girls, of course. Business को चार चांद लगाने के लिए